I'm Cheryl Corley, in for Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, more than a dozen albinos have been murdered and mutilated in Tanzania this year. We'll speak with the first albino member of parliament who is trying to fight the ongoing discrimination. But first, France has been torn by controversy over a recent court ruling to annul a marriage because the groom, a Frenchman who converted to Islam, discovered his bride, a North African, is not a virgin. Women's rights groups denounced the court decision, and the French justice minister, Rachida Dati, filed for an appeal to protect the wife. But her decision was not welcomed by fellow parliament members.
Vous pouvez m'attaquer, mais j'ai échappé à l'échec de votre politique. C'est ce qui vous dérange. Alors, s'il vous plaît.
Well, this got us thinking, where does a nation draw the line between the religious rights of immigrants and the secular values of its own society? Joining us now to talk about this are Farida Deef from the Women's Rights Division of Human Rights Watch and Eleanor Beardsley, who reports for NPR from Paris. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Eleanor, let's begin with you. Can you tell us a little bit about this case and what have some of the reactions been? I understand that there have even been street protests.
That's right. Well, the couple got married in the summer of 2006, and their marriage was annulled this April. But apparently the news just hit the press in May. It was a huge uproar. It was all over the radio and the TV. First of all, not only feminists and human rights groups, but politicians on the left and the right immediately criticized it. They said this set a bad precedent for France's secular laws. Since 1905, France is a secular country. Religion is not allowed to play a role in civil law. There were marches in the street by one big feminist organization made up that was started by Muslim women. One of their leaders said, this verdict sounds like it came out of Kandahar and not France. So it was hugely, hugely criticized. But what's interesting is the justice minister, initially she was for it. She said it protected the young bride, and she herself is a Muslim. Her parents are from Algeria and Morocco, and she herself once had an arranged marriage.
Farida, what are some of the moral implications that arise from this case?
The emphasis placed on female virginity is inherently discriminatory. There's no such preoccupation with male virginity. That's one thing. I think the other issue is that really the state and the courts should have no interest in virginity of anyone or someone's sexuality. The only thing that states should do is to guarantee that individuals can make decisions relating to their sexuality free of coercion, discrimination, and violence. So that's the state's obligation. It's not really, it shouldn't really have a role in deciding, you know, whether or not virginity is central to marriage or not, because what we've seen across the Middle East and other Muslim countries is that there are real grave consequences that result from the preoccupation with female virginity. What we see is that virginity is often intrinsically linked to honor crimes, that family members often force women and girls who are suspected of having extramarital sex to undergo virginity examinations, the results of which are often a matter of life and death for women. Family members have perpetrated honor crimes after the disclosure of this information through the virginity exams, and so it's very problematic.
How has the immigrant population in France been able to strike a balance between their religion and what's obviously a secular value system in France?
Well, there have been some times of tension, like when the headscarves were banned in schools, and that was about 4 years ago. But I would say for the most part, French Muslims are very integrated, and most Muslims will say we're French first and we're Muslims second. So there doesn't seem to be a huge conflict, but now and again, things like this do come up that do test the limits of the law and the French integration system.
I think just to come in here, I think it's also really important to recognize the kind of emphasis on female virginity and virginity generally is not a Muslim issue. We see a resurgence across the world of this in sub-Saharan Africa and the importance of virginity even in this country, in the United States. We've seen very problematic emphasis on virginity in international aid, where you see that international aid is often linked to abstinence-only education. Mm-hmm. So here you see a very, very similar problem where states are getting themselves into these really personal choices that people have to make and compromising other very important basic rights in the process. The right to sex education, you know, in all of its facets is being compromised by abstinence-only education programs. So it really is a global problem mm-hmm. that really transcends religion.
If you're just joining us, I'm Cheryl Corley. This is Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking with Farida Deef of Human Rights Watch and reporter Eleanor Beardsley about a recent controversy in France over an annulled marriage between Muslims. Do we know at all if the husband was a virgin?
Oh, of course we don't, and that's been a big issue too. You know, groups are saying, first of all, who cares? But you can't prove whether a man's a virgin or not, so that it's unfair. It's sexual discrimination.
Well, there's also this issue, Eleanor, about hymenoplasty, where doctors repair the vaginal membrane that's typically not broken until intercourse. Why has the use of this procedure been so controversial?
Actually, one doctor was defending it, saying that if it helped these women, maybe helped them. Actually, he said they were sometimes in danger by not being virgins, and he thought it was a good thing. I guess it's controversial because it's a new, expensive surgery, and most people see it as something completely pointless.
Farida, do you know if this is a common practice, and are Muslim women just caught up between the Islamic culture and this more open society where they've been growing up?
Well, I mean, I think you see a little bit of that, certainly with the cases that are emerging from France. But hymen reconstructive surgery, in fact, has been really quite common in other countries in the Middle East. In fact, in Egypt, in the West Bank and Gaza, we've come across this issue in women who are asking for this type of surgery. In fact, we spoke to several women's rights activists, local women's rights activists in the occupied Palestinian territories, and they told us, you know, that they often have individual women come into their offices who are threatened with violence, who fear that their family members are going to kill them because they are not virgins and want to have this hymen reconstructive surgery done. The women's rights activists, of course, denounce the practice, don't want to perpetuate the belief that female virginity is so important. But in fact, what they do is they do refer these women who are threatened, who are fear for their lives, to doctors who will perform the surgery simply because they feel that victims of violence, that women who are threatened with violence, should be free to make autonomous decisions on their own about this issue, whether or not to have the surgery, and because victims really shouldn't be forced to be agents of social change.
So what has the now unmarried couple had to say about this? Eleanor?
Well, they want to put it behind them, and I was just listening to the lawyer for actually the wife. It's been a nightmare for her. She filed for the annulment as well because she wants it to be over. So I think from a personal standpoint, they're probably quite horrified by that the annulment has been appealed. They just want to put it behind them.
Mm-hmm. And Farida, does this case bring more fear or liberation for French Muslim women?
Well, I mean, we'll have to see, first of all, what happens with respect to the appeal. And I think it was a wise decision by the Ministry of Justice to appeal the ruling. Clearly, it emphasizes the centrality of virginity in marriage and creates a sort of approval of that by the state. And that's problematic. That's problematic for women across the Middle East and migrant Muslim women in Europe. So I think the consequences have been problematic, but I think maybe by this debate that's occurring right now, I think there might be, you know, sort of unintended positive consequences that result where, you know, Muslim women's organizations in France are galvanized against this ruling and the case. And so in a sense, I think this dialogue and discussion and debate that's occurring right now may actually be positive.
Farida Deef is the Middle East and North Africa researcher for the Women's Rights Division at Human Rights Watch. She joined us from our New York studio. And Eleanor Beardsley reports for NPR. She joined us from Paris. Thank you so much, both of you.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.